Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I was so distracted by what we're going to be speaking about that I tripped over my previous talk break, but I'll forgive you. So we're going to be talking about the Black and White Artists Club, right?
That's exactly right. So it's supposedly the first association of newspaper artists in the world.
Whoa.
it's a proud point for Sydney. So it was established in 1924 in what was the old Royal Arcade, which was down sort of between George and Pitt Street, but that's demolished now. And that was a pretty formal venue for these cartoonists to convene because they mostly hung about in pubs. In fact, the description of the founder, Cecil Hart, in our venerable dictionary says he was as handy with a glass as he was with a pencil.
As so many artists back then were.
That's right. And I guess to give you a bit of that, that historical context, Sydney had been this sort of mecca for cartoonists from an artist from about the 1880s because of that publication, The Bulletin, which was really launched here and forging the careers of people like Henry Lawson and Banjo Paterson. And
Oh,
so that sort
right.
of big upswing of populist nationalism that's becomes really fertile ground for artists, writers, cartoonists. It's this real reckoning with who we are. And this takes even more momentum after the First World War, and we're sort of, I guess, defining ourselves as Australian instead of British. There's that whole national mythology around the digger, and writers start linking that with the sort of quintessential Australian bushman. So all these sort of myths and images and things that Gumnut Babies, Mae Gibbs, that kind of
Oh, of course.
era. And I guess against that politically as well, there's this huge escalating social tensions and economic friction between the left and right. This is getting more and more polarized as the depression hits and people are confronted with lack of work. And then, of course, that turns into defensiveness around Asian takeovers and the other. And so I guess there's sort of quite racist cartoons as well you see from this time. Not
Yeah.
that we'd probably still see a few of those in News Limited, but
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
yeah, so there's real sort of burgeoning of cartoonists and artists, and they pick up momentum with new publications like the Smith's Weekly, which emerges after the war as well, who starts employing cartoonists as well as freelancers, and they're clustering and drinking around Wynyard Lane, which was a fantastic old cobblestone lane, which we don't really have anymore, and also down at the Press Club on Elizabeth Street. And I guess unlike that first wave of artists in the 1880s that gathered a bit of reputation as bohemians, these guys are sort of great drinkers, but they're not necessarily unconventional. They've got jobs, they run their own businesses. So Henry Lawson calls them the beer-hemians. See what he did
Right.
there?
Oh, Henry Lawson. That's quite smart, buddy.
And they even have these quite posh charity masquerade balls. I don't know about you, Alex. I guess between lockout laws, the pandemic, I miss a good dance. Probably would
Oh.
even go to a ball.
Oh,
Probably.
don't get me started, Minna. Don't get me started. I feel caged, and not the good kind of cage, like at Stonewall. I feel physically caged.
Well, I mean, these ones at least, the 1920s. It's a 1920s club style, but it's they sound a little bit spicy. They were held at Town Hall, and the first one in 1922, even Mae Gibbs attended. Of Gumnut Baby fame, she said she had a great time. But the following year, in 1923, something seems to go a little bit more saucy, and her husband says it's a disgusting affair.
Oh.
And it sort of keeps going and gathers this reputation, and there's a sort of kooky or kinky theme is back to childhood. So you've got sort of men walking around in giant nappies and safety pins, and all sorts of hanky panky being reported in the basements. In fact, 1924 was described as descending into bacchanalia. So
Oh, wow.
sounds like a great time in there in
Yeah, I
Town
was
Hall.
going to say this is previous to lockdown. This is just a normal Saturday night out in the town.
And then, of course, as Sydney tries to do, tries to shut it down, and there's community protest actually from the Wowsers, and then also government bans on the ball. They try and shut it down, but actually, it keeps going. And in fact, that ends up being sort of two a year, one by the artists and one sort of by the more cartoonist side. And they end up going on, I think the last one they said was until in 1946.
Oh wow, that's quite a number of years, hey.
It's a pretty good tradition of clubbing, cartoonist clubbing.
Cartoonist clubbing. Oh God.
But after that time, I guess there's a bit of a decline, and many of the newspapers that had sort of exploded in the 20s then starts disappearing in the 1940s, and Smith's Weekly folds in 1950, and then the Bulletin sort of starts declining as well. And so this club, which has now become the Black and White Artists Club instead of the Society of Black and White Artists, the membership sort of waxes and wanes. But they sort of pick up pace again when they start a national awards competition for cartoons in partnership with the Bulletin. And that's become the Stanley Awards, which
Oh, of course.
continues today, even though the Bulletin doesn't. So, yeah, it's quite a journey from sort of 1920s there, right up to the day,
Yeah.
present day.
Quite a journey. I'm not going to lie, when you said to me the other day that we were going to be talking about cartoonists, I didn't think we'd end at the Stanley Awards, but I definitely didn't think we'd end up with men in diapers
In
partying
Sydney Town Hall
in Sydney
basement.
Town Hall
That's what I
basement.
can bring to you and your breakfast show, Alex.
But yeah, that's not something I would have found if I quickly Googled it, let me put it that way.
But you can find it on the Dictionary of Sydney,
Oh,
so.
well done. Look at that segue. Perfect. That's exactly what we were going for. Yes, the Dictionary of Sydney, of course, you can jump onto the link in that we'll put up on the podcast and have a look. Hey, Minna, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks, Alex.
Minna there from the Dictionary of Sydney. And yeah, as you heard me say, make sure that you jump onto the dictionaryofsydney.org. There's so much good stuff that you can grab your head around.